Chapter 4. Taker of Skulls. Korgos Kool lived. He was lying on his back, dimly remembering the moment his own warriors had trampled him in their zeal to get to the Stormcasts. He had fought the Golden Warrior, the one who had once been Vendel Blackfist. Kool had the better of him, and yet the wretch had escaped death a second time. Even in his stuporous state, the Warlord of Khorne vowed there would not be a third. And as he lay there, plotting vengeance even as he stirred from unconsciousness, he came to a realization. In spite of his survival, something had changed. He felt it in the shimmering heat of the air, heard it in the deep rumble of thunder overhead, and beheld it in those who had come with the lightning, cast upon the storm. For a time after the battle, he had drifted in and out of a black daze in which his dreams were dark. Far from being restful, his torpor was a fitful sleep, and racked by paroxysms. His eyes opened, flickering in palsy against the sun, as something he had not felt in many years formed into being. Defeat. And with that realization came the Blood God's rage, urging Kool to his feet and fueling limbs driven to the brink of exhaustion by the one known as the Hammerhand, a man resurrected, reborn, a man Kool should have killed decades before.
Vendel Blackfist. Vandals.
As he muttered the name of his nemesis, he became aware of scavengers rummaging through the corpses, taking their fill of flesh. And soon they became aware of him. The igneous delta looked as it had when Kool had fallen, a stinking lava-strewn plain of scorched black rock. Only now it was his fellow Gortide that were coming for him, not the golden warriors from before. Far from being cowed by Kool's revival, the bloody chieftains and champions who prowled the dead saw a unique opportunity. It was the way of the Bloodbound. The only road to Khorne's throne was to climb a pyre of skulls. 5 warriors surrounded Kool, each with an axe or blade. They circled slowly, murderous ambition in their eyes, especially when they saw Kool was unarmed. Kool grinned, exposing sharp, angular teeth. Through the eye holes of his skull-faced helm, the world had turned a visceral red. He clenched his fists until the knuckles cracked.
Come then, take your chance, and let's see who Khorne favors.
With a roar, the scavenging chieftains attacked. A bearded brute of a warrior went first, swinging wildly with his axe. Kool deftly caught the chieftain's wrist, fending off an overhead blow before pulling the warrior down, wrapping a muscular arm around his neck and snapping it. Before the chieftain hit the ground, Kool had taken his axe and embedded it in the chest of the second warrior. In a welter of gore, Kool wrenched the blade loose and flung it into a third aggressor, pitching him off his feet, the axe haft protruding from his face. 3 slain in as many breaths gave the other 2 pause. It was a momentary hesitation, yet ultimately fatal. Kool bellowed and charged, and the 4th chieftain hacked at him, but his sword only ate into the meat of Kool's forearm, shearing through the armor and holding fast. Seizing the champion's ruddy beard, Kool headbutted him until his faceplate cracked, and then the bone beneath. The chieftain's body capitulated, his legs buckling like broken reeds. Kool snatched up his sword. As the champion fell, Kool was left facing the last attacker.
You're thinking this was a mistake, Kool told him,
his chest heaving up and down with barely restrained fury, his skin drenched in blood.
It was, but if you bare your neck, I will make it fast.
Eyes wide and suddenly unsure, the chieftain adjusted the grip on his axe and then looked to the weapon Kool had taken from one of the others. Blood dripped off the blade. With a sudden movement, Kool lunged forwards and cut off the chieftain's head. Then he butchered his flesh until nothing remained but a red ruin.
No place for the weak,
he slurred, half drunk on rage.
At the foot of Khorne's throne.
Slamming the sword into the ground, he went to retrieve his axe. Its voice echoed in his skull, drawing his attention as it demanded for its bloodlust to be slaked.
Aye,
Kul muttered to the axe, wrapping his meaty fist around the leather haft.
You'll have your fill.
He regarded the five corpses and began the grisly work of taking the heads and flensing them of all flesh and muscle. After a short while, five bloody skulls stared at him through hollow eyes, their rictus grins suggesting they were much happier in death than they'd ever been in life. Kul stacked them one atop the other, erecting a slaughter shrine so he might convene with his god. As he ate the defeated chieftain's flesh, he grinned, as if listening to words only he could hear, for the plains were almost silent. Then he heard a sound, one that emanated from the corporeal world. Strips of skin and sinew hanging from his teeth, Kul looked up sharply. His axe was already in his hand, as a demonic hound sloped out from amongst the bodies.
Grizzlemore, uttered Kul,
both greeting and curse at the same time. The beast had gorged itself, its mouth a ruby red from the feast. It was looking intently at Kul, deciding whether it should attack. Scenting Khorne's favour, it relented and padded to its master's side. Kul seized it by the neck, despite the hound's monstrous size. For a moment the beast resisted, but Kul would not be denied, and it healed before his dominance.
You are mine, creature, he hissed to the beast,
and heard it growl in acquiescence. In the distance, Kul heard chanting. He smelled roasting flesh and saw the glow of immense fires on the horizon, a gathering of his warriors.
The feast is over,
Kul murmured to his hound as he released it.
War calls.
He snarled, his rage still molten at his defeat, but smiled through his clenched teeth at the prospect of a fight and an adversary most worthy. The stronghold was close.
I shall take your skull, Vendel Blackfist,
Kul whispered as he headed northward.
And then ascend.